Good evening. We're the New Generation Singers from Central Wisconsin Christian School in Waupun. We are very thankful for the opportunity to sing for you today. We would like to share songs of praise to our risen Savior. We will begin with a song called Your Great Name.
Thank you. Michael W. Smith wrote a beautiful song in 1990 called Agnus Dei. This is a prayer to our Lord and Savior and is often a reference to the Lamb of God associated with it. Recently, the song was paired with the classic, How Great Thou Art.
Psalm 71, verses 1 through 3 states, In you, O Lord, I have taken refuge. Let me never be put to shame, Rescue me and deliver me in your righteousness. Turn your ear to me and save me. Be my rock of refuge to which I can always go. Give the command to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress. Composer Heather Sorensen has combined an old hymn with a contemporary praise song. We hope you enjoy this next arrangement.
Says songwriter Stuart Townend, I'd be meditating on the cross, and in particular, what it cost the Father to give up his beloved Son to a torturous death on the cross. And what was my part in it? Not only was my sin that put him there, but if I had lived at that time, it would have probably been me in that crowd, shouting with everyone else, crucify him. It just makes his sacrifice all the more personal, all the more amazing, and all the more humbling.
It was on a hot summer day at a hospital in Dallas, hooked up to feeding tubes and in deteriorating health, that Diane Mackin discovered a gift that God had given her in a disease, the gift of songwriting. Who would have guessed that a battle with Crohn's disease could be a gift that changed her life? How could any trial be a gift? God's unlikely gift to Diane gave her a testimony of hope. Now she encourages others to unwrap their gifts in their lives and find the treasures in their trials. In our next song, she writes about the many attributes of our Lord. We hope you enjoy Love Song.
Thank you. My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me.
I would like you to sing now, They're going to go get some water to drink, and hopefully they'll be back up here in... They're going to be noisy. I told them they had to be back up here before we were done singing. So why don't we stand up, and we're going to sing 10,000 Reasons, and the music will be up on the screen.
Go Rest High in That Mountain is a song written and recorded by American country music artist Vince Gill.
He began writing the song following the death of country music superstar Keith Whitley, who died in 1989. Gil did not finish the song until a few years later, following the death of his older brother Bob in 1993. Arranger Tom Fetke and Thomas Grassi have taken the song and paired it with the beloved hymn Amazing Grace. We hope you enjoy this song.
Bringing with hope from an old gospel hymn, the writers have created verses that connect the listener in a direct conversational style, speaking plainly of the promises of God. The song looks forward to the future, when there will be no more tears or anxious thoughts, when every wound will be healed and every question resolved.
Thank you. Psalm 55:16 and 17 tells us, "As for me, I call to God, and the Lord saves me. Evening, morning, and noon, I cry out in distress, and he hears my voice."
Composer Heather Sorensen says, "Rather than coming from one single event in my life, Raise Your Hands is pretty much a testimony of my Christian journey. As I travel around the country, I often tell people that there's a little bit of blood and tears in each line. Each phrase represents a very specific moment in my journey. While the title can be interpreted literally, the text goes much deeper than a physical raising of the hands. It's more of a symbolic lifting of our hands and our hearts to God." Psalm 27 gives us these wonderful words of comfort. "One thing I ask of the Lord, this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all of the days of my life,
to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. For in the day of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his tabernacle and set me high upon a rock. Wonderful, merciful Savior.
Pastor Mike Bleeker says about the song, Glorious Day, in the spring of 2012, Easter was approaching. I was having a hard time finding good contemporary songs to sing. As a worship pastor, this can be very disheartening. So I did what many people do. I Googled Easter worship songs. I browsed about trying to find the right song when my eye caught the word hymnal. I walked over to my stack of hymnals and pulled out the 1939 copy of the Hymns of Praise from a church in Kenosha, Wisconsin. I have no idea how I got the hymnal. I flipped through the yellowed pages and found One Day, and I found these words.
Living he loved me, dying he saved me. Buried he carried my sins far away. Dying he justified freely forever. One day he's coming, O glorious day. That is the gospel right there in four creatively written lines.
Thank you. praise God, and thank you for the music. We want to express really a thank you to each of you for helping us think through the Christian journey in so many ways, and praise God for his love and his care for us, and to look ahead to what's coming. And so we thank each of you for leading us in worship and helping us to do that tonight. Thank you to each one in the New Generation Singers, and thank you to Laura. It was a beautiful evening, so we really want to again express our thanks to you. I want to note as well that it's my privilege to lead in the closing benediction, and I'm going to have you stand in a moment for us to do that. But I want to recognize that this is the last concert for the New Generation Singers, I'm understanding, so the last concert of the year. So I want to thank you not just for tonight, but for your ministry in New Generation Singers and for throughout this year, certainly. And certainly we are thinking of many of you in the group who will be graduating and going on to whatever God has called you to. So we want you to hear this as God's blessing for you wherever God has called you. Let's please stand for the closing blessing. Please hear these words. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you his peace. And all God's people said, Amen. It is our privilege to join in with the New Generation Singers for the last song.